Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Tell you why.
It's time for the Dane Buy Local radio show, Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Let's Get Local here on a Saturday from the Solidarity Realty Studios on University Avenue here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are the program for Dane by Local members and about Dane by Local members and for the community to tell you all about wonderful local groups and organizations who make our community unique and special and who we would love for you to support because they are our neighbors, our friends, and the people who really invest in our community above all things. So we are here to promote them. We would not be here for our show without our sponsor, Evolution Financial. So we thank evolutionfinplan.com as where you can find out more about Evolution Financial LLC and Sue Peck and her wonderful services. Thank you, Sue. We'll look forward to chatting with Sue again next month with some more financial updates and information. But this week's show, we get an opportunity to learn about Wisconsin women entrepreneurs in South Central Wisconsin and also an activity they have going on right now called Wines for Humanity that we're excited to talk with Lisa about. So we bring her to the show. Lisa, how are you?
I'm well, Jason. Thanks for having me.
Hey, of course. So tell us a little bit, first off, about the organization that you're involved in, how you're involved, and then we'll talk more about Wines for Humanity.
Yes. So Wisconsin Women Entrepreneurs is a member of Dane by Local, and we are a group of women that help other business owners succeed through primarily connection and relationship and building a community and collaboration. So we meet very regularly throughout the month. We have about four or five meetings a month, various times of the day, as well as days of the week. So it's a great opportunity for any woman entrepreneur to join us whenever fits their schedule.
I think the power, and people have really been encouraged more and more to do this, but to collaborate, to find organizations where they can meet, find common ground, find common values and initiatives, and then put a bigger spotlight on it, put more eyes on it, and get it out to the community. And I love the fact that the organization is a hub for that. How do people become involved, and how can they become involved?
Well, they can go to the Wisconsin Women Entrepreneurs website, but be careful not to enter WWE because you'll end up getting some wrestling websites. You do have to add the South Central Wisconsin into your search because we want you to join our organization. Nothing against wrestling, but that may not be what you're looking for, but that does happen. So they can go to that website and they're welcome to join any of our meetings a few times for free without any membership costs, just to check us out and see if the connection feels right for them.
I see a lot of great individuals involved. I know there are featured members and all kinds of members. Also with the organization, again, Wisconsin Women Entrepreneurs of South Central, Inc., the website wwesouthcentral.org. I see on the, on the board of directors, a friend, Laura Stanfield. Glad that she's involved.
So
yes, say hi to Laura for me. Lisa, what is your role with the board?
I am on the education committee, so I'm responsible for finding speakers for our Friday morning breakfasts every month. And then once a month, there's a fifth Friday, or not once a month, about three or four times a year, there's a fifth Friday in our calendar. And so I find outside speakers to talk to the women at a special breakfast where they get about 45 minutes to teach us something or highlight their business and offer some opportunities for us to learn more.
Now, we don't want to smell what the rock is cooking. We want to smell wines. And tell us more about Wines for Humanity, because I know that was something you're really excited to talk about today.
Yeah, it is. That's one of my businesses that I promote in WWE. And it is a in-home wine tasting company that raises funds for primarily the prevention of homelessness. And so the majority of my proceeds that I've earned through Wines for Humanity have been directed at Porchlight of Dane County. And I've been doing this about 10 years, and I recently surpassed about $20,000 in donations to Porchlight over the time that I've been doing this. But people can also donate, people, when they host their own wine tasting, they can also donate to a charity of their choice.
Wow. Porchlight, a wonderful organization here locally. If you don't know more about them, you should. I love that. Lisa, tell us more about how did this get started? How did you get started connecting wines and battling homelessness together?
Yeah. So the founder of the company, Anton Steinhardt, is an immigrant from Germany. And when he came to our country as a young boy, he's always been bothered by the homelessness in our country. And he's always wanted to give back. And so throughout his years, he's tried to do various things, but eventually he becomes a wine executive of a German wine import company. And then in 2007, he decided to break off from that and create Wines for Humanity, with the mission to prevent homelessness for families with children who might become homeless for reasons beyond their control. You know, they lose a job or they're escaping a situation. And of course, in the last 2 years, we've known that there's been a lot out of our control that has put a lot of people at risk for employment with the pandemic. So it's been really been feeling good to help food pantries and help people pay their utility bills when times are tough.
So what are some of the ways you mentioned people can probably find out more about Wines for Humanity? The website is winesforhumanity.com. But you mentioned people can host their own wine tastings. I'm sure they can attend or get involved or support other people's wine tastings. Tell us more about the logistics there and how people can take action.
Sure. Yeah. So for only $55, you can have 6 bottles of wine, and one wine advisor will come to your home or office and spend about an hour and a half educating you about the wines and how to formally taste wines. We'll have some fun. It's a great way to network. It's a great way to reconnect with people after all the time away. You might learn a little something more about wine, or learn you liked a wine you didn't know you liked. And I like to say, even though we're drinking wines that are from around the world and not locally, but we do drink globally, but we help locally. So that's what I like to promote, especially with, you know, keeping funds in our country or in our county, I should say, because many times you donate to something and you never really know where all the money goes.
Now, that's true. And I'm sure you have in your wine tastings and everything else that you have experienced some great local wines too. Actually, shout out to my hometown, Elgoma, Wisconsin, Von Steele Winery, oldest licensed winery in Wisconsin. And some great wines made right here in our state.
Yes, definitely. Want to support the local wineries for sure. And a lot of them are growing and expanding their outdoor venues, and I can't wait to get out to them.
So we're talking with Lisa. She is with Wines for Humanity, also the Wisconsin Women Entrepreneurs South Central Inc. Lisa, tell us a little bit more about some of the work of Wisconsin Women Entrepreneurs here locally in our area and the impact it's having to help our community as a whole.
Yeah, we have an arm of our organization called Girls Biz, which is aimed at middle school girls who might want to learn about entrepreneurship. So they meet regularly for a little bit of time that's been virtual, but they're trying to get back together. And it's teaching middle school girls economics, entrepreneurship, organization, and they decide what products they're going to sell. And then they take some of their profits and they also donate to a charity of their choice, and they get to keep some of their profits. So it's a three-way win. It teaches them life skills. It gets them a little bit, maybe a little bit more extroverted if they weren't, when they have to talk to strangers about their products. And it builds community among that tender age of, you know, middle school girls who can be kind of challenging among themselves. So it's a great way to build community for that group.
I think that's such an important opportunity for girls, especially, like you said, that age. My daughter's approaching that age, and she's already got ideas about, you know, what she can do, a business she could create on her own.
Awesome.
You know,
so, well, invite her over. We'd love to have her.
Because those ideas, those thoughts are already brewing. So to have some information, have some direction, get some experience at that age already is incredible, because we know there's so many more young entrepreneurs out there that are creating their own businesses.
Right. And with social media, it's so much easier for young people to get their information across to a wider range than when we were that age. So it's definitely the time for them to start brewing and blossoming early.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
In the business world.
I love that. And so one other thing, again, though, the website, wwesouthcentral.org for the Wisconsin Women Entrepreneurs. You mentioned people are welcome at events and meetings and things like that, even to just kind of see what the group is all about. And then, you know, the hopes are, of course, that they want to join and become a member and receive the full benefits of the network.
Yes. We have first Friday of the month, we have breakfast. We have coffee on Thursday mornings. We have the final Tuesday of every month, we have an evening meeting, which is a dinner meeting with usually a program involved. So there are lots of opportunities for people to get involved. Wednesday lunches, Thursday coffee. So it just pretty much every week of the month, you can find something a different day of the week or time of day that should fit in to just check us out. And you can use my name and say I referred you. If you don't know anybody yet in the organization, I'm happy to connect with any women looking to check it out.
All right, Lisa, I'm going to put it on to you. How do you pronounce your last name?
Krumenacher.
Okay, I would have been wrong. I was going to go for it, but I'm glad I asked. We're talking with Lisa Krumenacher of Wisconsin Women Entrepreneurs, South Central Wisconsin, and also Wines for Humanity. So if people are interested in the Wines for Humanity part, Lisa, how can they connect and what's the best way for them to reach out?
Well, I could give you my email address, I guess, here, if that's what works for you.
Unless
or
you
they can
the
go
website,
to Wisconsin, they yeah. can go to winesforhumanity.com and fill out a contact form, and it would get to me that way. If they list this area of Wisconsin in their contact, it will get to me
perfectly. You're doing with that, you're doing events throughout the year, right? So
yes, I do them regularly throughout the year, sometimes once a week, sometimes more times a month. Just depends on what opportunities arise and what my schedule looks like.
Perfect. That is Lisa Krumenacher from the Wisconsin Women Entrepreneurs South Central Inc. Website is wwesouthcentral.org, and also Wines for Humanity. Lisa, thanks so much for telling us about these great opportunities for people to get engaged in their community, prop themselves up, collaborate, and really get involved. And we appreciate your efforts on both fronts and with both organizations. And say hi to Laura for me, okay?
Will do. Thanks, Jason, for having me. Have
great
a great
to
Saturday.
Talk to you, Lisa. We'll be back after the break. You're listening to Let's Get Local here on Devil Radio 92.7. Solidarity Realty Studios here at the Devil Radio 92.7 FM 1580 AM home in Madison, Wisconsin on University Avenue. We're excited to have you back with us for Let's Get Local. Again, thanks to our sponsor, Sue Peck and Evolution Financial. Sue is such a great member of DBL and also a wonderful sponsor for this program and great person in the community. Can't say enough good things about Sue. And we appreciate her support. If you're interested, there's room for more sponsors of the program. And then we get to have you on more often as well, just in case you're up for that. Right now, though, we have some important things to talk to Megan Stern at Dame by Local about. We've got some events coming up in the short term to make sure people are aware of so they can come and enjoy some things from great local businesses like Coffee Fest. Megan, I know you're gearing up for Coffee Fest. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Jason. Yeah, we are, I think, fingers crossed, all ready for Coffee Fest. It was just a really exciting program to plan, but also enabled us to talk to so many great local businesses, you know, to get to hear about the struggles that they're all facing right now, that business is doing great, but staffing is hard. So the Coffee Fest to us is a pretty big, a monumental thing that we were able to pull off. One, because it's in person, and two, because a lot of these businesses are short-staffed, and so to be there, they really want to be there, which is really great.
So tell people a little bit about Coffee Fest. I know they can learn more at danebylocal.com, but it's coming up next week. Timing,
absolutely.
Location, what can they enjoy?
Yep. It is Wednesday, April 20th, and it starts at 8 a.m., and it goes till 10:30 a.m. It's an open house model. You don't have to stay the full 2.5 hours. If you're just taking a quick break from work, you can run over. And when I say run over, I mean if you're on the west side, hopefully. The festival is going to be at the Lexus of Madison dealership, which is actually in Middleton. It's at 8000 Airport Road, and they are super generous with their space. They just clear out the cars, and they let us use this beautiful, airy space, which allows us to social distance and just appreciate what we're there for, which is several businesses. We have 20 different booths set up there. We're going to have coffee, definitely coffee, lots of coffee, coffee roasters, coffee brewers, coffee shops. We also are going to have Driftless chocolates and fudge from the Mouse House Cheese House. We will have two different kinds of jams and spreads being represented, a gluten-free bread showcase there through Tisha's Delicious Bakery, a travel agent, Devil Radio will be there, and Devil Radio will be serving kombucha on behalf of one of our members. Progress Center for Black Women will be there, GHC, just a whole bunch of people. And if you're one of the first 100 people through the door, you get an amazing swag bag that has lots more in it. So you pay $10 to get in, you get all these free samples from these 20 different vendors, and then you get a swag bag, and we have like 20 amazing door prizes that you get put in the drawing for.
Sounds like a lot of reasons to come. Not just, you know, the fact that I'm going to be there for Devil Radio giving out kombucha for the first time. So that's, you know, first time publicly representing Devil Radio in a setting like that for me. So I'll do my best. Also, it's going to be a lot of fun to be, see all the people in one space, and then also kind of reconnect and learn about so many businesses that maybe have come more to light in the last few years, because there's a lot of new vendors this year than there was a few years ago when Coffee Fest was in person too.
Absolutely. And I think the people that you're going to find here are almost all educators. And, you know, you'll find that with a lot of small businesses or local businesses, they go into that business because they're passionate about it. They don't just, it's not about buying a chain and becoming something without knowing a lot about it. All these people know a lot about their trade and their gift and their art, and they are wanting to talk about it. So they, you know, that you're not just getting the samples, but you're really getting information and samples from really very skilled people who know a lot and want to share that.
I've felt this for a long time, but mostly that there's space, regardless of the size of the community you live in, there's space for a cafe or coffee shop in every community.
Yes.
And I also, because the local coffee roasters, you know, we have so many great ones around here. And so you can get locally roasted coffee, offer that to your community, and put some good baked goods or food items together or lunch, and you have a successful business. And I think there's so many of them, you know, including Lingonberry Llama and others in small communities that are really key, vital parts of the community.
Yeah, and I think that's important for people to recognize, too, is that we have businesses coming from all over. We have Sun Prairie and, like you said, Lingonberry Llama in Belleville. Driftless Chocolates is also from Belleville. Tisha's Delicious Bakery is from Mount Horb. They're really spread out. We have Ember Foods coming, and they are bringing their Lassie, which is like a yogurt mango smoothie, traditional cuisine for them. So there's a lot happening. I will say I'm passionate about coffee. And the one thing that's really important to know is that the roasters you're going to find there all are sourcing their beans equitably and sustainably. And that's another thing you really get with those small local shops is they do it well and they do it right.
I mean, I understand there are many, many Starbucks in many, many locations, but there are also all of these independent coffee roasters and shops where you can get, you know, coffee from all the wonderful local roasters all around and just as conveniently located. So go local with your coffee, and you can find out a whole bunch more about that at Coffee Fest as well. Again, coming up on April 20th from 8 to 10:30 at Lexus of Madison on the west side. So Megan, anything else before we got to run that we should highlight this week?
We have a lot coming up. I would just check the website, but also at Coffee Fest, we've kind of put a feeler out to all of our Dane by Local businesses to help raise money for the Ukraine, and we're going to have a booth there and showing off what our businesses have been doing. We have a local Ukrainian someone that's living locally right now from Ukraine will be present there to tell stories. You can see a short video of her online right now. That's a huge part of it, is also to bring some awareness and raise some money.
I appreciate that, Megan, and bringing us back to that. We know the struggle that's going on in other parts of the world, and I'm just happy to hear that Dane by Local is helping to organize and put a spotlight on what we can do locally here by banding our membership together to try to make an impact and support. So thanks for your time, the updates, Megan, and all your great work.
All right, thank you.
We'll be back here in a little bit. Always glad to be with you here on Saturdays for Let's Get Local. Coming up next, we'll talk with Wine and Hop Shop. Be back in a minute.
For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Hey, we're back here at the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, right on University Avenue now. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Maybe you're catching us on the self-proclaimed greatest app ever, the Devil Radio app. Brian tells you it's easy for Wisconsinites, or, you know, at devilradio927.com, or maybe even the Facebook Live video. That's how my mom and dad usually catch the show. So we continue on this week as we get an opportunity to catch up with an old friend, and we've had them on the program before. Happy to have them back and find out and check in about the Wine and Hop Shop and also Working Draft Beer Company. Ben is with us to give us an update on how things are going at the Wine and Hop Shop. Ben, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course. It's great to hear from you guys. And I have to say, I went to both of these businesses in the last handful of months and was really just happy to see people in there and see the work and the services and items that you guys provide to the community, because, you know, they're specialty businesses that really, I think, provide a lot to the Madison area. So thanks for being here and thanks for doing what you do.
Yeah. Well, thanks for, checking us out. It was a long, 18 months when we were basically closed to the public, and, you know, order fulfillment is fun for about 4 days, but what we really love is working face to face with people. You know, people who come in and have questions about how to make their wine or beer, and we really miss that. And so, the ability to have people come back in, see people face to face, and talk beer, wine, mead, cider, etc., has just been fantastic.
So the Wine and Hop Shop is right on Monroe Street, 1919 Monroe Street. And the website is just wineandhop.com. Let's talk a little bit about that, Ben. Let's talk about making wine, making beer. It's quite a process, but people really get into it, right?
It is. I think there's, a little bit of a misconception that it's, like sorcery and rocket science, where it can be, depending on how involved you get, but, basically, if you can make soup, you can make beer. And just very much like every hobby, that, the more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it. So, the more you research, the more of a scientist that you are and taking specific gravity readings at different time, your beer is going to get better over time. It's just like cooking, if you pay attention to, how you're making that steak, and paying attention to the internal temperature, over time you're gonna cook better steak because you're paying attention. And home brewing is the same way. You can make really good beer just right off the bat with a really basic set of equipment, but you can also spend $10,000 and have six different taps in your basement and make beer that's rivals any craft beer out there. And you know, that's one thing I love about the hobby is you really get to choose your level of involvement.
Yeah, I think it's a fun one too for people that like to experiment, that like to learn and grow and try new things, right? It gives you a lot of freedom there.
Absolutely. There really are a lot of different niches. Some people just love the process. You know, some people, want to experiment every time a new hop comes out, like, oh, I've got to make that new hop, or they've got one very particular recipe that they're just trying to dial in perfect, or there's a commercial beer that they love but wish was a tiny bit more bitter. Again, one really cool thing about the industry now is home brewers are using the same hops, the same yeast, the same grain that the pros are using. So you really can make as good or better beer as the pros, and you can make it exactly the way you want it, which, there's a million beers out there, but, they may not be exactly what you're looking for. So that's a fun thing with home brewing, I think.
I think there's a bit of a sense of accomplishment too, and being able to do something like that, see it through, and make it your own, I think is pretty unique and special. We'll get into talk a little bit more, come back to talking about wine in a minute, but I wanted to ask you because, home brewing oftentimes leads into craft brewing, and you guys have Working Draft Beer Company as well, where you have some great crafted beers that you guys make.
Yeah, and actually, that's been a heck of a journey over. I think we just hit our 4-year birthday at the beginning of March, so that was super fun. There's a lot of crossover there, and one of the true joys of being part of the Wine and Hop Shop is seeing all the home brewers who made the leap into professional. Just talking about Madison Breweries. Off the top of my head, Jim at Parched Eagle, Paige who did House of Brews, Nate who did Rock Hound, Phil who does Hop House, Peter who started One Barrel, a different Peter who now brews at Starkweather, Steven who brews at Alt, Clint who's our head brewer at Work and Draft, Nate Greenwald who started Old Sugar Distillery, like all of them either started as employees or customers of the Wine and Hop Shop, and just so every time someone sort of takes that next step and plants their flag, is maybe not as big of a smile on my face as their face, but it definitely puts a smile on my face.
You just named a lot of people I know and a lot of great ones too that took that, like you said, kind of started off home brewing or kind of getting to know the craft, and then decide, and then took it to a whole nother level now, and are putting beers out there for the public to enjoy, which is fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about the winemaking and that part of the Wine and Hop Shop. Tell us more about that process and people that are interested in making wines.
Sure. It's one thing people always ask when they come in, when they're getting started, is like, which one's easier, making beer or making wine? And I always answer a question with a question like, well, is patience your virtue? Because a big difference between beer and wine is wine you don't have to cook, so actually the starting of the wine is super fast, but beer from start to finish is about a month before you're drinking, and wine can be anywhere from 3 months to 2 years. It just depends on what type of wine you're making, what time, what your palate's like. But basically, to make wine, you take some fruit, crush it, get the juice out of there, ferment it for about 2 weeks, primary fermenter. If you're making red wine, the first week or so, you leave the skins in there because that's where you get a lot of the color, flavor, and mouthfeel is from the skins. And then you let it age in a fermenter for, 3 to 18 to 24 months. And then you bottle it. You had to add yeast right after the squeezing of the juice. But then otherwise, then it's just sort of set it and don't quite forget it. And then after 3 to 24 months, bottle it up and then start drinking.
So wine is more, like you said, about patience and a little more time. That sounds like, and people have their preferences too on what they like to enjoy. And some people like both beer and wine, and that's great. I see as well. I mean, I know you guys have all the expertise, all the equipment there people could need. to purchase, but you also rent equipment as well. Tell us a little bit more about that.
We do, because if you're a winemaker, beer maker, and you don't do it very often, but you want to bottle your beer, your wine, and buying a real nice solid corker runs about $70, and maybe that's either out of your budget or you're living in a studio apartment and can't quite fit it. We do rent that out for like $6 a day, which can be a really, really good option. Or if once a year you've got an apple tree in your backyard and you want to make cider, maybe buying a $300-$400 press and making a big electric grinder to use once a year is just not a feasible thing. So we rent that stuff out too, which really helps the hobbyists get a little more involved in the process and in every step of the process than otherwise maybe a financial investment would allow them.
We're talking with Ben with the Wine and Hop Shop and also Working Draft Beer Company. Website for Wine and Hop Shop is wineandhop.com. They're right on Monroe Street. And, Ben, one other thing is you guys obviously have the expertise. You're very helpful to all the customers. You also do some classes, right? Because you want to encourage people to take this into their own hands and to start to do it. So tell us about your class offerings and why that was so important for you at the Wine and Hop Shop.
Sure, yeah. For us and probably for most hobby stores, just getting people engaged is the most important thing for us. And, classes are a great way to do that. We do have a couple different winemaking classes that we offer and a couple different, sort of basic and then a more intermediate to advanced beer making class. Over the pandemic, we haven't, we've really scaled down our class offerings, just the whole not wanting to have 12, 14 people grouped together inside, has really put a break on that. But as we're opening back up and as weather's getting nicer and we can run our classes outside, definitely we'll have some of our basic beer brewing and advanced beer brewing classes going. And definitely in the fall, we'll run another grape winemaking class that, we go out, pick the grapes, crush them, press them, do the whole nine yards out at the Mitchell U-Pick Vineyard just outside of Oregon, which is an awesome U-Pick Vineyard. Quick plug, started by and run by Dave Mitchell, who started the Wine and Hop Shop, who I like to call the godfather of fermentation, the godfather of fermentation for Madison, because without him, he was also one of the founders of Capital Brewing, way, way back in the day. So, starting the Wine and Hop Shop, starting Capital Brewing, which really got craft beer going here, pretty much anything fermented and drank here in Madison, you can probably trace a direct route back to Dave Mitchell.
That's Ben with the Wine and Hop Shop and Working Draft Beer Company. Ben, thanks for your time, and thanks for your great local businesses that you help bring to our community. Just helping people craft their own beers and wines. Love it. Again, Wine and Hop Shop on Monroe Street. Wineandhop.com and Working Draft Beer Company. Check them out as well at workingdraftbeer.com. Ben, thanks again for joining us and have a great rest of your Saturday.
Hey, thanks. You do the same. Appreciate it.
We'll be back on the other side of the break. You're listening to Let's Get Local. Welcome back here to Let's Get Local. So continue on. Our last guest is Debbie Buell, down in Belleville with Lingonberry Llama. Debbie, thanks for taking time for us. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Glad to tell people about your business in Belleville. We want more people to know about it. So tell people a little bit about Lingonberry Llama.
We are just a small coffee shop in Belleville. This year will be our fourth year. I've owned it for 3 years. I took it over January of 2020, and then a couple months later, COVID hit, but we're still here. We're still surviving.
You and I had talked a little bit, because I stopped in and got to meet you and talk with you a little bit about the shop, and you had worked there before, right? You had worked there for a while, yep. And then decided to take over as owner. Tell us about that story and how that happened.
So I was looking for a little part-time job on the weekends, and I ran across a Facebook ad that said the new coffee shop was looking for baristas. And I thought, I like coffee a lot. That would be really fun to do. So I went and I applied, and I started out just as a barista. And then as time went on, I was talking to the previous owner, John, about events that he could hold at his coffee shop. And so then he promoted me to barista. To events director. So I was a barista, events director, and then I became their bartender. And then in time, I could kind of tell that the business was getting to be too much for the previous owner. And there was a light conversation one time about him selling. I said, well, hey, if you're ever going to sell, you better sell to me. And that's how we got the whole ball rolling. And it took probably less than 2 months to get everything in order and for me to be able to take over the business.
You kind of learned the business from the ground up, which is fantastic. And then now you're able to kind of work into that ownership role. Tell us about some of the reasons why you wanted to take that step. Was it the community? Was it the products? What was it that really made you want to take that step?
I have a pretty creative soul. So I love to be creating all the time. And so I get that fulfillment with being the barista and the baker and everything that way. Plus, I love to share. And so like when I bake and, you know, people come back and they're like, oh my gosh, it's the best scone I've ever had or the best sandwich that I've ever had. That is just like, that just like sets my soul on fire. To me, there's nothing better than, you know, somebody having a difficult time in their life, or they're just, you know, a little down on their luck, and you can make them something, and you can just give them a little, you know, spark of happiness for that moment that they're enjoying that. And I really like to do that for people. Our community is fabulous. I have had so much support over the last 3 years that sometimes I just sit back and I'm just amazed at how many people have reached out and supported me in so many ways. So it was a combination of everything. It was the creative process. It was the community. It was being independent and being able to have a business and watch it grow and flourish into something bigger than what it was.
And I'll tell you, with your baked goods and your lunch items and breakfast, you are bringing some joy to people's lives. I can tell you that. It's excellent, excellent food there, excellent coffee there, like you said. We're talking with Debbie Buell of Lingonberry Llama. The website is thellamacoffee.com. So thellamacoffee.com. It's right on Main Street in downtown Belleville. A beautiful shop, a wonderful location. And Belleville, you know, is such a cute little community that I think more and more people are starting to notice and visit. So I think having your presence there really helps with that.
I agree. We now have a couple different bike groups that ride down from Fitchburg to just come to the Llama and, you know, enjoy the view out back. There's a tunnel not very far. That's probably like 3-4 miles from the coffee shop, and they'll ride out to the tunnel and then ride back to Fitchburg or come back and have lunch. So yeah, Belleville is a nice little community. It's growing. There's going to be a lot of changes, I would say, in the next 5 years or so.
Yeah, it's great to visit all the communities around, learn more about our whole area. Dane County has so much to offer, and the surrounding counties as well, all part of the Dane by Local membership footprint. And we're really glad that Debbie, you are a member with Lingonberry Llama. Again, the website is thellamacoffee.com. Debbie is also going to be at Coffee Fest next week. So Debbie, tell us a little bit about what we can expect from you at Coffee Fest.
I will be bringing our signature blueberry scones for everybody to be able to try. So if you get a chance, I would say come out there. Rusty Dog, the coffee that we serve, I believe is going to be there as well. I'm excited to do Coffee Fest, to meet new people, to, you know, share my product with them, share my story, answer any questions anybody would have, and, you know, invite them to come to the Lama. It truly is a destination place that you want to come visit. We have a lot of different fun homemade pastries. I do these, we call them L'Amazing glitter donuts, and they actually have glitter on them. And it is the cutest thing to see people come in. Doesn't matter the age. And they get excited and they get these glitter donuts and they have little unicorn horns on them. So, you know, we have those kind of things. I do a lot of really fun and different kind of donuts. One donut that we're starting to offer now is a matcha frosted donut. And it is actually really, really good. So we do that. For Easter, we're going to have a Peeps donut, and it's a homemade white frosting with coconut, Peeps, chocolate eggs, and then a sour gummy worm. So it's a lot of fun. We have different signature drinks. We're doing a frozen lemonade with strawberries in it. We have a huge selection of syrups. I buy a premium syrup. It's called 1883, and it's not overly sweet, and it pairs really well with the Rusty Dog espresso. We have some really fun different teas that you can do. You can do those are hot or iced. So yeah, come on down and visit us.
It's a great local cafe in downtown Belleville. Again, the website is thelamacoffee.com. It's Lingonberry Lama with Debbie Buell. Debbie, before I let you go, though, I did want you to touch on this a little bit, because you talked about some of the ideas you had for bringing in programming, showcasing other people, and you have really done that with this cafe, too, since you've taken over ownership. Tell us about some of the offerings you do and the way you bring the community together in the space.
So one thing that we do, we try to do monthly, is offer the local artists in our community a chance to showcase their artwork. And what we do for them is we allow them to hang up their artwork at the Lama and sell it. I don't take any commission or anything like that, because sometimes as an artist, it's a little scary to get your work out there. And I just want this to be a safe place for them. So what we do is we allow them, you know, to hang their artwork and sell it. And then we have a reception for them the first Friday night of the month, where they're allowed to invite whoever they want to come to this reception, and people can come in and look at their artwork and purchase their artwork. We try to make sure that we highlight them on all of our social media accounts. It's just a wonderful way for people to experience the local artists of Belleville, because we truly do have a very artistic community.
I love it, Debbie. I love everything you're doing there at the Lingonberry Lama, again, in Belleville. The website, thelamacoffee.com. And don't forget, they offer lunch as well. So some really great items that you can check out there at Lingonberry Lama. It's definitely worth stopping down. And once you go, you'll want to come back. Debbie, thanks so much for your time, and thanks for your great work. And we'll see you at Coffee Fest next week.
Thank you.
What a great local business right in downtown Belleville, as we talked about. Show's almost over. We're wrapping up. So we have to thank our guests again this week, and also our sponsor, Supec and Evolution Financial. Check her out. It's evolutionfinplan.com. From the Solidarity Realty Studios here on University Ave and Devil Radio, that's it for this episode or edition of Let's Get Local. We'll catch you next Saturday. Have a good one.